Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the Shrimp Tank, brought to you every week here on Atlanta Business Radio X from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m., where my co-host Chris Hanks and myself, Ted Jenkins, we interview some of the brightest and best business owners across the state of Georgia about the do's and don'ts of starting, growing, and running a business. We have had some fabulous interviews. I can't believe almost a quarter of the year is over, but we've had some fabulous interviews this year. In the Shrimp Tank, not only do we bring on great business owners, but we bring on kids with ideas, the future entrepreneurs of tomorrow, and we find out whether or not their business ideas can swim or they're going to sink in the tank. So I am joined every single week here by my co-host and the founder and executive director of the KSU Center for Entrepreneurship, Chris Hanks. Welcome. What's going on today?
Thanks, Ted. No, I'm super, super excited. We're just in the midst of KSU Top 100 and all these exciting things going on in entrepreneurship. Real excited to have a participant and student in the studio with us. Not only that, but the creator of the soon to be famous Shrimp Tank theme song.
Yeah, I caught a little bit of it. We'll talk about it in just a minute. I was wondering if it had a Coolio influence. I was thinking about that. You never did. Coolio did like, I can't remember the name of the song, but it was in a Michelle Pfeiffer movie or something.
Dude, you
like
are
that.
Really dating yourself too. Yeah, yeah. Gangster's Paradise.
Gangster's Paradise.
That's
what you're
referring to. That's
yes.
What it was.
Yes. Gangster. Yeah. And of course, Rhodey's looking at us like he has no idea what we're talking about because that's very old, before his time of rap.
I got so excited, yeah. Chris. I thought about braiding my hair on the way up. I did not do it at all.
That would be a good look.
You know, when we're talking about this world of entrepreneurship, and I just, you know, we really hardly ever talk about politics on here. But one of the questions I really had for you, and I was curious what you were thinking about this, is that if Donald Trump does get the nomination and he gets the nomination, two questions in here. One is, should Mark Cuban be his vice president de facto? One. And then two, would it even be a good idea for us to have an entrepreneur at the helm of America? Would that change stuff? I mean, whether it was Trump or not, would it just be a good idea in general if it was 4 years from now or 8 years from now and having somebody who thinks like the small business owners of America at the helm of America?
Wow, what a loaded question there, Ted.
Open up your next class with that, couldn't
could
you?
I? Yeah, yeah. One. So how huge would Trump be? Or
huge.
Yeah, would it be huge?
Punch him in the face, get him there in the second rope, move him out.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I mean, are you excited about that?
I have to tell you something. Notwithstanding whether he gets in there or not, I do think that if 70 to 80% of the jobs are created by small business owners in America, mm-hmm. then why not have somebody that gets the way that small businesses run and help those people grow more jobs in America? We keep talking about unemployment. We keep talking about the fact that small business owners create all the jobs. Yet again, at the end of all the tax codes, all of the dialogue, small business owners are the ones that end up, taking it in the shorts. That's the way that I see it.
Well, it's true. Like it's fascinating that we tend to think of the big companies creating all the jobs, but it really is. I mean, it sounds cliche because it's said so often by politicians, but the fact that the majority of the tax base, the majority of the jobs, they're not the Home Depots or the Coca-Colas of the world. It is the entrepreneurs like our guest today.
Yeah, there's no question about it. It's a tale of two stories. When I talk to employees out there, the employee that loses their job from a big company says, yeah, I got laid off. They downsized.
Yeah.
The employee that gets fired from a small business owner says, yeah, they thought I sucked. Yeah, that's really the difference in how it ultimately goes.
Yeah. And one thing I always found interesting, if you remove the entire C-suite of a Fortune 500 company, that business is still doing what they're doing the next day. Mm-hmm. So leadership is important, but they're still going to be driving forward. Whereas that's not true of the smaller businesses, right? So much is on their backs and their talents and their insight.
Mm-hmm. Now we've got a special guest today, don't we? That is coming out of your program.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I'm taking total credit for all of his future successes, everything that he's doing, even the rhymes that he came up with his phenomenal song and music. So absolutely. I'm taking credit.
So this is Daniel Roederberg, a.k.a. Rhodey. Is that what the...
Yes, sir.
I see. And so I'm just curious about what's going on at KSU and this program that you're talking about.
Yeah. So Rhodey participated in KSU Top 100. He made the top 50. So we went down from 100 to 50. And then Wednesday night, we went from 50 to 20. And so unfortunately, Rhodey did not... sort of proceed from that because we're going Wednesday night from 20 to 10. And Ted, you will be part of destroying that their dreams and their self-esteem during that evening.
Do I get to
absolutely,
like,
yeah,
or something like
exactly.
That?
That's where we interview the voice part. So you get to select the person you're going to work with. So, you know, as we mentioned before, it's the combination of the voice meets Shark Tank, and so you will get to select, and that'll be a lot of fun. But yeah, Rhody is somebody who, you know, unfortunately didn't move forward, but that's not a reflection about him or his business, because he's a phenomenal guy and just phenomenal talent. I can't be more excited about his music. I cannot get his song out of my head. And it is not just because he drops my name in the rhymes. So welcome, Rhody.
Thank you. Thank you.
So can you give a little bit of a pitch about your, like, what your business does?
Okay. Essentially, the business is called Gold Road, and we're essentially a music and merchandise company. And what that means is at the moment we sell CDs and t-shirts, but it's looking to expand much further than that. My end game is sort of to build something similar to what Jay-Z has been able to build with Roc Nation, where it's
nice.
They're not just selling clothes, they're not just selling music, but it's like sort of all-encompassing, you know, lifestyle.
Cool. No, it's awesome. Yeah. And we were all excited, and I was so excited about sort of unleashing the Shrimp Tank theme song, which I'm just super, super excited about. And, you know, Rhody did this with no direction, just sort of like, yep, I can, you know, that's something I can create. Created a phenomenal song. Because we're not cleared for licensing, we are not going to be able to play it today. But that's just going to create more mystique around the song.
I love it.
We post it on our website, people are going to have to go there in droves, because this is it's going to be huge, or it is huge. So to go with the beginning Trump reference, it is absolutely massive. You got to hear the song that he created called Shrimp Tank.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing it, and I'm looking forward to seeing get a picture of Hank's on the back, like a whole world star hip hop type thing.
Oh, you know, absolutely.
And chains and everything.
I'm going to start wearing a Kango. I had to get an old school reference for Coolio. Did you know what I'm talking about with that?
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
All right, I love those hats. They don't look good on a guy that's got, you know, a huge head and big ears like me, but you know, the hats work. They're unbelievable.
Yeah.
There are only some hats, you know, that only some people can wear. Kangles are not.
Oh, you can rock a Kango. I think you can.
Maybe at Halloween, but that might be outside of it. Well, you're joining us here on the Shrimp Tank. We bring you to the show live every single week from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. here in the Atlanta Business Radio X studios. Every week we bring on a great guest. And Rhody, I encourage you to get involved in the conversation today. But we're very excited to have our guest on today, Kelly Kearns. I want to make sure I got that pronounced correctly,
you
right?
You got it. Absolutely.
And she joins us today. She is the president and owner of Celtic Testing Services. And I took a little bit of a look at the bio. I want to learn more about what the whole idea is about quality assurance and what you test in software and how that works today. But I wanted to welcome to the show. And obviously from our opening in here, you can see that we're not always the most politically correct show. You know, we're on the Shrimp Tank. So I hope that will work for today. But tell us a little bit about just a start in here about how you started this business, how you got into it. How did this idea even germinate to create this growing, amazing company?
Sure. So actually, I'll clarify a little bit. My husband and I own the business together. So it started as a dream and a thought, and we weren't really sure. We knew we wanted to go out and have our own business, right? And with my husband being from Ireland, we thought maybe a pub would be a good idea. We both played soccer growing up. And so we thought, okay, an indoor soccer complex would be awesome. And then we transitioned to software QA, right? It's a natural.
Yeah,
that's
always number three.
Natural progression.
Exactly. After pub and after soccer. Yeah. You always go to software QA.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
It made total sense. So no, in all seriousness, he was actually working for Keen Consulting.
Okay.
And Crawford was one of the largest companies that he was working with. And I was actually working in a different field, medical field. We made the leap of faith to go all in with Celtic Testing Experts almost 11 years ago now. It'll be 11 years in October. And I came on board doing more of the sales and marketing efforts and, you know, promoting Celtic Testing. He did more of the technical side of things. And we just grew the business from there and, you know, brought on some awesome consultants to work with us and work with our clients. And things just kept on going. And so we kept on going with it. You know how it is as an entrepreneur, right?
Yeah, if you can get rolling and you can make money, just keep printing more of it.
Well, it was brilliant actually for us because Crawford was our first client. And it was a little bit scary because he had to leave for about 3 months before we could go back in. So we did have to take that leap of faith. And, you know, I quit my job. He quit his job. We went pretty much all in. And then we were able to sign a big fish right away. So it was nice, too, because we didn't have to raise any capital. We could bootstrap it, as they say, and just grow organically. At times, we now, 11 years later, we do think, would it help us if we took on some capital? Would we be able to grow faster, scale faster, do those sorts of things? But with the advice of awesome people around us, we've been told to keep growing the way we're growing and not to take on capital.
Wow. So during this journey, what has been your lowest point?
It's like a roller coaster ride, right?
Yeah.
So we have our low points and we have our high points, and you know,
everything looks like a failure in the middle, right? So
it does. It's challenging. I don't know that I can pick one particular low point. It's hard when you lose people.
Yeah.
Right. And for me, right, because there's a personal connection. This is our business. This is our baby. This is something we're growing. We're passionate about. We want everyone that's on our team to be passionate about it as well. And so when someone leaves, and maybe they leave to go work for a client, that hurts. So that's hard. So I'd say that when you asked me that question, I went straight to that.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I mean, there's other stuff and you know, but that's hard.
Yeah, that is
hard. The people
side
of it.
Now, was this set up as a woman-owned business?
Absolutely.
So, you know, for those people that are out there, not just husband and wives, but just in general, was there an advantage of setting this business up as a woman-owned business, or advice that you could share with young entrepreneurs about how they set up the structure of their company?
You know, it's interesting because right now you can become a certified woman-owned business, or you can self-certify. And right now I haven't gone through the certification process to certify us because we haven't seen any true competitive advantage because we're still winning the business anyway. And I don't know that I necessarily want to win business just because I'm a woman.
Mm-hmm.
I want to win it because we've won it. You know what I mean? So, you know, we've been told you need to leverage it. You need to do that sort of thing. But let's just win the business because we are supposed to be the people at the table.
But there is a process, though, I guess. You can get a certified. Is it something you go through the state of Georgia, or is it?
There's a couple different organizations that you go through a certification process.
That's very interesting. I never heard of that before. I never knew that before.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously you've got your beautiful daughter, Neve, with us here today.
I do.
She's in the studio in here.
I
was just curious in here, you know, we all struggle with work-life balance, obviously some more than most like myself, and trying to figure out how to get off your computer. Mm-hmm. Problem for me, Hanks.
Mm-hmm.
And so how do you try to juggle what goes on here?
Yeah,
being a mom and running a business and integrate it all in a family life.
I'll tell you, the best thing that we did was move out of the home and get a physical location. That was a game changer for us as far as having a work-life balance. And I don't call it a balance. I call it a juggle.
Work-life juggle.
It's
I
a
like
juggle
that.
And a blend, right? Because sometimes you have to blend it together, like today. Getting out of the house, having a physical location was massive for us because we could shut the door at home and say, all right, no more computers right now. Now, granted, you get back on at 11 o'clock at night,
right?
Yeah, everybody does that. We can't help it. but there's a certain period of time where you have to shut it down and make that conscious, focused effort to be a couple, be a parent, be an individual, and shut down the job to the best degree possible. And that's easier said than done. There's certainly days where it's harder to do that. But your kid's up at 4 o'clock in the morning sick and you have a radio show, you figure out how to
well,
make it happen.
I know Chris deals with this and I deal with it too. But this becomes the question for a lot of entrepreneurs is the quality over quantity type mm-hmm. issue
yeah,
that,
absolutely.
You know, there are a lot of parents that get home at 5 o'clock every day, but they really don't do anything with their kids. And there are a lot of entrepreneurs that it may only be 1 hour or it may only be an hour and a half, but it's the quality of that time. And that's it's a big debate, you know?
Yeah, right. Absolutely. And I like that word that I've never heard work-life juggle. I've heard somebody say, talk about work-life presence, because the balance is sort of this unattainable thing. I think sometimes you're not balanced because certain seasons in your business, you have to work 10 hours. Yeah. You have to be there for 16 hours, you know, on a project or a deadline. Whereas, okay, I may not have the amount of time that I would like with my spouse or with my children, but when I'm with them, I'm going to be fully present. Mm-hmm. So the idea of work-life presence, I think, is more empowering. At least that's something I kind of hold on to because I don't have the time that I'd like. But when I'm there, I try to be fully there.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, too, it's kind of one of our mantras or something. It's do what you say, right?
Yeah.
So if I say I'm going to pick you up at the bus stop on 2:30 on Fridays, right? We're going to work super hard all throughout the week. But on Fridays, I will be there for you at 2:30 at the bus stop. I'm going to make that happen. And if I can't, because there's been times, I will ask for forgiveness.
Yeah.
Right? I'll forgive myself. I will ask my child for forgiveness. I will ask my client for forgiveness. You know, I think that's the biggest thing for me as well as Noel is we have to be true to what we say.
Yeah.
You know?
Hey, well, we're going to take a break from our sponsors in just a second. When we come back on the Shrimp Tank here in our second segment that we call Hot or Not, we're going to come back with Rhody. We're going to come back with Kelly Kieran, who is the president and owner of Celtic Testing Services. I love this whole idea of work-life juggle. We're going to hear from our sponsors and have Hot or Not and talk about something Irish when we come back right after the break.
Woo-hoo.
Are you tired of band-aiding your technological needs? Are you concerned about the health of your network? Is your network security up to par with industry standards? Welcome to SecureIt from Savant. SecureIt is a comprehensive monitoring solution that allows the team at Savant to proactively monitor and support all of your technical needs in real time. Savant's comprehensive support and monitoring approach has been leading the way for over a decade. At Savant, we take the time up front to learn your network so that we can fix any current and potential future issues. We support a wide variety of platforms from PCs to Macs and are experts in supporting your mobile workforce. So why wait? Call now to schedule a free comprehensive network evaluation and take the worry out of your technology. Call 770-438-6240. And mention our ad for this special offer.
What? No music on that, Lee? Hi, we're back on the Shrimp Tank here, coming to you every Tuesday from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. You can always go for a replay of all of the broadcasts of our fabulous business owners on shrimptankpodcast.com. We have really a dozen shows that are up there now and growing. Great business owners, anywhere from the mosquito business, the real estate business, and much more. We bring on not only young kids that are coming up with these great ideas that we heard the other week. I still love the app that connects the telescopes with the spacey sciences. That was unbelievable. Really, really cool stuff. But we really interview some of the brightest and best business owners in and around the state of Georgia. This week, we've got on as our guest Kelly Kieran, who is the president and owner of Celtic Testing Experts. She just gave us some great information. If you missed the first part of this podcast, you really need to get at it. And we've got on Rhody with us today, who really came up with our theme, which you will hear soon, the dope rap of the Shrimp Tank.
It is the dopest of the dope raps like that we've ever had on Shrimp Tank.
When a mid-40s guy can use the word dope, you know, we're in good shape. And I mean dope in a positive way, not in a negative way.
Right? There you go.
So all that good stuff in here. But in our second segment, we always bring you our idea of what we call to be hot or not. And then we bring our third segment in just a little bit, which will be a plead the fifth, which we'll see how that goes today. But I really want to start off with a hot or not, considering I said and I teased before the break that we would talk about the Irish. And so since we just had it, I'm curious, at a Celtic Testing Experts, does one get to celebrate St. Patrick's Day in a better way? I mean, is that hot or not? Do you let your employees have fun on St. Patrick's Day?
Absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely. How can you not?
I think for you, that's party. Actually in your policy. You have to.
It's in the handbook somewhere.
Yeah, it's got to be in your handbook.
I mean, there's Guinness in the fridge. So.
And still rocking green.
I am rocking the green.
And Rhody, what do all college kids do on St. Patrick's Day?
Oh, you know, I'm only 20 years old, so I don't know.
Good answer, Rhody.
But if I was 21,
At 20 years old, Hanks, he has like the McLovin ID. That's what it is. Wasn't that in Superbad or something like that? He's got Hawaii ID or something like that.
Yeah.
But that's pretty cool. So that's it. So you actually do. But I mean, in general, the more serious question here, is it hot or not to basically let employees celebrate, cool holidays and have fun in the workplace. Is that a hot or not idea?
I think it's absolutely hot. I mean, we have a St. Patrick's Day party at our office, and, you know, we've had Irish dancers come in. This year we had a painting party where everybody worked on painting a Celtic knot, and
oh,
we had
cool
caricature artists, and we had Guinness, we had fish and chips, and yeah, so I think absolutely hot.
That's awesome. Okay, so I'm inspired with this question because your daughter's here. Give business to children, hot or not?
Hot.
Why is that?
I think, and do you mean as in letting them have their own business ideas or having them
like
incorporated
as far
in
as
the
a an exit plan for you, having your children take over your existing business?
I think if they want to do it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, our son's expressed interest, and I say, sure, why not? If you truly have passion for it, though.
Yeah.
I think it's a again, you have to decide, is it something they really want to do,
right,
or are they just trying to do it because they think you want yeah them to do it?
Or if they can't figure out the pub or the soccer thing,
yeah,
then go to plan
yeah
three.
Pan, plan three.
Yeah, exactly.
So, Kelly, I want to know, why do you do what you do? What drives you?
What drives me? I don't know. My husband would say I'm just crazy. What drives me is passion. I think helping people, regardless, it's important. And I think every day, if you wake up and you feel like what I'm doing matters, and I know we're helping our clients, I know we're helping the people that work for us, I know we're helping each other. And I think really that's what drives me, is helping people. I have an inner superhero, apparently, that you know, wants to be out there and save the world one software application at a time. But
I like that. The inner superhero that saves software.
Yeah, sure.
I like it. Now I've got two Halloween costumes. So that'll be the second one that's on there. So how about a hot or not? Is it a good idea for a business owner to have a written business plan?
If you use it,
uh-huh,
it's hot.
Do you think that most entrepreneurs don't? They basically write a big old plan.
We didn't.
You wrote a big old plan that
we
you didn't
had.
Use it?
We actually went to Andy Fried at the KSU Small Business Development Center.
Oh, nice plug for KSU
yes,
Small Business Development Center.
There you go.
Nice.
SBDC. You should check it out. No, we did, and it was great, and it did kind of help you align things and that sort of stuff. But did we constantly go back to it and check it and see if we were following our business plan? No, we morphed and we changed, and it's been a while since we've pulled
dust
out
off
that
the
roadmap.
Plan.
Yes, yes.
Wow. So, okay, hot or not, should you promote from within or go outside for that expertise in your business?
Oh, promote from within.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So you don't go rob other folks, like other experts who know how to do the QA, and you go steal those
no,
folks?
No, obviously we bring on new people,
yeah,
right? But we are looking for people with potential, people who have the soft skills, not just the technical skills, right? So when we find our Celtic testing experts out there that meet our criteria and meet the standards that we have, they have to have a blend of soft skills, technical skills, the general ability to lead companies and change. It's
now,
not easy to get companies to change.
Now, what would a hot or not section be in a family show like this, where we've got Neve in here today? And can we give her the microphone and ask her a question?
Oh, yeah. Although
you say
I'm
yes, but
I'm
you don't know
scared.
You don't know what question
you don't
I'm
know
ask
what a 6-year-old's going to say either.
Now, this is my I'm going to give Mr. Hanks and myself, we'll ask one question each, I think. And here's the first question. I say, good or bad? Is it good or bad for mommy and daddy to take cell phone calls during dinner?
No.
And why is that?
Because I think that we should spend family time.
Oh,
very nice answer. All right. Now, good.
She's breaking my heart today.
All right. So I know you're nervous about my question because we got a chance to talk before the show about your math classes and things like that. So, yeah. So I know you're very nervous, right, about my
no.
question? Okay. All right. But no. Okay. So what are you most proud of because your mommy and daddy own a really neat business? What makes you feel proud?
Is that they're good at it.
Nice Aww. Answer. Wow. That's awesome.
You're definitely getting your bride.
I tell you what, just for those two answers alone, I say a 10% stake. Let's cut the deal right here. We got to get her signed contracts, cut in the equity today. Those were awesome answers. You're listening to the Shrimp Tank here on Atlanta Business Radio X. We come to you every week from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. live, not only bringing on some of these fantastic rising stars and their businesses that we hear about each and every week, but some of the most successful business owners in and around Atlanta and throughout the state of Georgia. We're sitting here with our guest today, Kelly Curran, who is the president and owner of Celtic Testing Experts. She brought her daughter along today, Neve, who just has been outstanding on the show. We're going to come back in a minute right after our break from our commercial sponsors, and we're going to play our favorite game. Rhoda, you're going to ask some questions on here around this, which is the Plead the Fifth. Remember, Kelly only gets one shot to plead the fifth, but we'll be right back after our break from our sponsors.
Is this the first year you will file your taxes as a 1099 independent contractor? Don't miss all the deductions you can take. Get our free ebook called The 10 Most Overlooked Tax Deductions. Make a smart money move right now. Go to oxygenfinancial.net to get your free tax guide today. Securities and investment advisory services offered through NFP Advisory Services, LLC, NFPAS, member FINRA, SIPC. Oxygen Financial is not affiliated with NFPAS. NFPAS does not provide tax or legal advice.
Yep. You know, there's always that time, Hanks, when the commercials get read, that if the commercial reader is starting to, run out of breath at the end of it with the disclosure, there's probably too much disclosure. So you are welcome back to the Shrimp Tank here. I'm sitting here with my co-host, Chris Hanks, who is the founder and executive director of the KSU Center for Entrepreneurship, which is exploding in the state of Georgia. I know I'm personally going out tomorrow to start to talk about mentoring even more kids and helping them grow their business. It's truly unbelievable. We had three kids in here the other week that we heard at a DECA convention a few months ago up at Mill Creek High School who were just outstanding. I mean, these aren't just kids with ideas. These are kids with businesses that they're putting it into motion. And if you think about this, what's going on in our schools today? Most of the kids, all they hear about is get good grades, get your resume ready, get good ACT, SAT scores, yeah. And maybe someday you'll make something yourself. Well, you know what? There's a lot of people out there that are making something of themselves every day by taking their ideas and taking their chances and growing businesses and having them be successful. And it's an amazing thing because that's what's creating the 70 to 80% of the jobs that we have here in America. So,
absolutely. And traditional school teaches us to sort of memorize things for a test versus, okay, how do we question assumptions and question certain answers and create something and ask questions like what's possible and what has no one ever done?
I know. It's that. And, you know, I was thinking about I was growing up in school. I took shop and I learned how to change my oil. You know, now I actually worked with wood. Now today they don't let the kids do any of that stuff. So I don't know if it's the whole saw thing or stuff like that. I really don't. But every segment we get to bring you one of our favorite segments, which is the Plead the Fifth, where we get to ask some really cool questions. And we're going to ask Kelly today some interesting ones, and we'll see what she says. And Rhoda, you got whatever you want to ask in here.
I want to ask?
Dude, all the gloves.
Oh, that's dangerous.
All the gloves are off in here. So the first question we have, considering what you said in the beginning, is it a good idea to marry an entrepreneur? Is that a good idea or is it not? Is it?
Absolutely.
You think? Why do you say that? Why do you say it's a good idea to marry an entrepreneur?
Well, I married one.
Oh, that's
and that. I am one. So I think.
So you get it on either side.
Yeah. And we're all full of crazy.
But what comes with marrying an entrepreneur? I think, you know, you married one and you've got your husband that married you. So you both married an entrepreneur. What comes with the sacrifice of marrying an entrepreneur?
I think we're both very competitive people, right? So we have to allow each other to win and see it's not always about being right and then taking the business out of things once you get home. But it's hard. You go on a date, you talk about business, right? You're at business, you're talking about business. You're on vacation, you're talking about business, which, by the way, I think that there should be an app or a program on your phone. You know how they have airplane mode?
Yeah.
I think they should have vacation mode. Where you don't get your, I'm not kidding.
I pray for
don't
that one.
Get your emails.
I know what you're saying.
You just get alerted from whoever you need to be alerted from, but no emails. So you can fully go on vacation.
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more. You get your two, three, four 8 Coronas deep.
Yep.
And and basically you have an email that just totally sets you off and it ruins your vacation.
It's terrible.
Brody, Corona is a beer that when you're 21 that you may sort of get. So just to let you know, I wanted to keep you in the loop just in case you was sure what a Corona was. I wanted to make sure I didn't leave you out. So
thank you. Yes. So, I squirreled on you there, but.
So what's something you fear?
Full, honest answer.
Yes. What are you afraid of?
The thing that keeps me staring at the ceiling at night is Noel dying, getting hit by a bus, or, you know, that whole thing. And then it's all on me. Right. That is it. That honestly is it. When he goes on vacation or when he goes to Ireland to visit our office over there. Those are the things that's the one thing that I think about. Yeah. And that's my biggest fear. Everything else I can get past.
Hmm. We talked a little bit about low points earlier on in the show. Mm-hmm. So I'm wondering, what gets you past those?
Singing Taylor Swift in the car with my daughter. I'm actually serious.
Now, is there two favorite songs there or no? Is it no favorite songs?
Oh, the whole track. The whole thing. Track. You
so
gotta
when
go.
Haters gonna hate.
Absolutely.
That resonates with you?
Yes.
So yes.
Shake it off. Yeah.
The fact that you're singing those lyrics now has me concerned.
It's a fantastic song. You gotta use it. I'm sure you've used that in your class.
Oh, absolutely.
You've got Ice Vanilla Ice, right?
Yes,
so you have to have
Yes,
Taylor
I do.
Swift.
Okay, now Rhodey is just, now he's starting to get kind of,
yeah, what is Rhodey
we're
have?
We're referencing Vanilla Ice. So we're going to have him do a freestyle of his Shrimp Tank. So we're going to have to do that.
Yeah. Right now.
Rhodey, what do you got there in the, whatever it is today, the Pandora, Spotify, iPhone? What do you got? What are the tracks you got going now?
Honestly, we were talking about Taylor Swift. I've been shamelessly bumping her new album. Like, it's not new anymore. But, you know, I always got to stay with some Eminem, Jay-Z, you know, and stuff like that. But really, my music taste is all over the place.
So even though you rap, you'll do any kind of music.
Absolutely. You can catch me listening to Mozart and Slipknot and then, you know, LL Cool J.
So Rhodey threw out some Slipknot.
No, absolutely. Yeah. So I have to brag on Rhodey real quick because we're at this event with all of these students and I was just teasing him about freestyling and he said he would freestyle. And so he stood up and he said, okay, give me a subject. And I said, entrepreneurship. And he started freestyling and dropping all these rhymes. And it was amazing. So again, just a plug, you've got to listen to that song. It is amazing. He did that, again, all on his own, real quickly. He's got crazy skills. Is that how to say it? Or mad skills? Okay. How should I say that? Mad skills?
I appreciate
crazy
it either
skills.
Way.
So yeah, so it's awesome.
So one of the questions here, although I might've thought I heard this in the beginning, is, did you ever come close to missing payroll? Even though you bootstrapped the business and you didn't capitalize, did you ever come close to actually not being able to?
No.
And did you ever come close to not paying yourself?
Oh, well, no. I mean, we've paid ourselves, but what that amount is or the little bit that it was in the beginning. But no, we've always paid ourselves and we've always made payroll.
What would you be afraid that your employees would find out about you and Noel?
That we're human. We make mistakes and, you know, but I think they already know that, you know, it's, and we've had to have the conversation with them. Hey, we tried something and it failed. It did not work, but we're going to keep trying. Right. And it is scary though, to think about trying something and it not working out, but we have to keep pushing through.
Yeah.
But I don't know that there's anything else other than that.
So while we're going through a plead the fifth, I'm wondering, just because we have Rhodey on as a special guest today, would Rhodey freestyle for us?
Rhodey, you are totally on the spot.
I'm used to it.
Are you comfortable?
Yeah, of course.
You know, if you only had one shot or one opportunity.
Don't miss the moment.
Sees everything you got. I don't want to see mom's spaghetti on your shirt. Oh, so yeah. I want to see you, you know, yeah. I don't want to see you, you know. Would you capture it or would you let it slip? This is your one shot, man.
If you guys only knew how many times I've heard him say this. Yeah, I can freestyle. Someone throw me a word.
Go ahead.
I'll try to keep it clean. I got you.
How about Shrimp Tank?
Shrimp Tank?
Shrimp Tank? Well, what would this kid think about Shrimp Tank? Well, you already know that it rhymes with Chris Hanks. And while I'm on the show, I might as well give it the plug like an electrical outlet. And I just happened to found that I could do this rapping stuff for a living. Now I'm giving it my all. You can see me in the halls or in the bathroom stalls, probably rapping along to some Eminem tracks. But, you know, if I could bend back time for just 1 minute, I wouldn't let it slip a bit to answer your question, Chris. But I just have to let it slip because I just tend to spit some crazy stuff that makes your neck twist like The Exorcist. And you know that I would have to exit this freestyle while I'm ahead, so I don't use too much air time. So there, time.
So, all right. So that was awesome. And for those who have not heard the Shrimp Tank track like I have, and that song keeps going through my head, he did not even use any rhymes from that. So I was almost not going to throw out Shrimp Tank because I thought you would just sort of do the rhymes that people can click on the link on our website and hear. But the fact that you freestyled that and didn't steal anything from the original cut, highly impressed.
Thank you.
Only thing is, though, you didn't let me sort of respond and battle rap you. So because of time, you're lucky that I don't have a chance to sort of battle you. I didn't want to make you feel embarrassed and win this battle rap. So, you know.
That's why I went so long. I was scared.
Exactly.
Was
you were scared about response.
Mom Spaghetti would be all over.
On Spike TV, Chris Hanks battle raps. Well, Kelly, thanks so much for coming on the program today and coming on the tank and hanging out with us. You give us some great answers, not only about business, but about life. Just having Neve here today and just unbelievable. Hearing about work-life juggle. For somebody that may be interested in learning more about Celtic testing experts and maybe using your company and doing business with you, how can they get in touch with you?
They can go to www.CelticTestingExperts.com, and that's CelticTestingExperts.com.
Well, it's double recommended that you hang out there on St. Paddy's Day when we hear all the cool stuff today.
Yeah.
But another fabulous story, isn't it? A fabulous story about two people that had a dream, started a business, and have made it incredibly successful. Not only have they benefited many businesses out there, but they've benefited many employees that have worked for them, and they've been able to grow something that really enhances our community. So it's fantastic. On next week's show, we've got some great guests. You know, you've heard about things such as a juice cleanse. I've done that before. Mm-hmm. You've heard about the cabbage cleanse. Has anyone done that, like a soup cabbage cleanse? Well, if you haven't, you're going to hear all about it because we've got two business owners, Dave Pemberton and Tammy Stokes, who own Cafe West Express, and it's also a fitness center. And they're going to talk to you about the new revolutionary soup cleanse. If you've never done it before, it's pretty cool. Hear about it next week when we bring it to you here on the Shrimp Tank. As always, listen to all the replays, including today's show on ShrimpTankPodcast.com. And thanks for joining us today.